Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with the Sibs, also known as Colin Keith Gray and Megan Rainey Ahrens. They are two of the creative minds behind a new documentary called Being Canadian, which is about to have its world premiere at Hot Docs in Toronto. Megan and Colin, thanks for joining me.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks, Amanda. We're thrilled. Big fans of Kick-Ass Canadians.
So you guys produced this documentary, Megan, cinematographer, and Kick-Ass Canadian Rob Cohen directed. What else can you tell me about Being Canadian?
Well, I think one of the most important things to say is that it's a really fun, tongue-in-cheek, lighthearted explanation of what it means to be Canadian, and it's got a who's who of famous Canadians and some non-Canadians who we interviewed over the past 8 years. Yes, we took 8 years to make this film.
There's a lot to say about being Canadian.
There's a lot to say, exactly. But probably one of the most exciting things is not only is there a world premiere at Hot Docs on Saturday, April 25th, but the film comes out across Canada on April 26th on demand, and you can see it everywhere. So Canadians across the country can see it on demand, whether it's iTunes or Shaw or Rogers. It's going to be on all the platforms on demand on the 26th.
Can you tell me some of the, well, first of all, some of the famous faces in Being Canadian and some of the highlights for you guys about the whole process?
Well, I have to say, from a highlight perspective, I think we're all going to be quite bereft now that, you know, once the film's released, we're the U.S. and international dates are pending, so we look forward to announcing that too. But it's been a really wonderful, wild ride for us. It's the film that we kind of kept picking up, and then we'd all get on with other projects, and then we'd pick it back up for a shoot here, a shoot there. Because of all the celebrities who are involved, it's been an absolute honor to sit down with some of the greatest minds in comedy, politicians, philosophers, you name it. And it's been, you know, both wildly tongue-in-cheek and, you know, poking fun in a loving way at Canada, but then simultaneously in every single interview, there was a moment where each person broke it down to such an earnest place and got so passionate about their homeland, whether or not they live there full-time anymore. It was the one truth to every interview was each person who was Canadian had to take a moment and say the most profoundly passionate things about their homeland. So, you know, for us to share in that, in those very personal moments with all these very fascinating, interesting people, as well as hearing their backstory, was a real trip and really powerful.
I mean, we always say it's truly a love letter to Canada. It's an epic quest because there is this cross-Canada road trip, but we say it's an epic quest of apologetic proportions because it's also lovely and Canadian and self-deprecating and tongue-in-cheek. So a few of the big names, I mean, where do you start? Mike Myers, Russell Peters,
Dan Aykroyd,
Michael J. Fox, Alanis Morissette, Rick Mercer, George Stromopoulos, I can never say his name.
Kim Campbell,
Morley Safer, Malcolm Gladwell, a bunch of Mounties.
Michael J. Fox. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And then, you know, the Trailer Park Boys, who I think is one of our personal favorites.
Rush.
Jason Priestley is an amazing interview. Like,
Paul Schaefer.
The wonderful thing is we've also had Martin Short. We've had to also cut together a bunch of footage that didn't make it into the film into small little packages that are going to start leaking online through a variety of different sources, whether it's through some of our brand sponsors that have come on board for the release or through other outlets. So start looking out for those because there's some real behind-the-curtain moments that are going to start coming out that, to be honest, cutting those together was such fun because it was like, oh, I forgot about that moment. What a hoot.
So if people want to look out for it then, they can go to beingcanadianmovie.com and at becanadianmovie on Twitter. Any other places they should go to follow?
You know, I think those are the primary ones. We're also on Facebook, if you just look for Being Canadian Movie. And then, really, it's exciting because Tim Hortons debuted the trailer on their social channels. And then if you just go to iTunes or any of the other on-demand platforms, you'll be able to find the film there.
Awesome. Congratulations, and I really can't wait to see it.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Thank you for your support. I mean, yeah. Kick-Ass Canadians rock, and you're amazing, so thank you.